is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Somebody trip Mary down, and everybody know Mary don't take no mess. She roll until she find a tree, struggle up on a busted knee, tuck away her queen size cotton dress. Who did her wrong? She did not know, but somebody start laughing, so Mary starts swinging left and right. Mary just one gal, that's true, but she big enough to be a zoo, and it's a sin what she would do in a barroom fight. You better run, Corporal Turner, run.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome to 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 1st of April, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Now, I'm going to just let you all know what we're doing today. I've got guests in the first segment of the show. We're going to talk a little what's in the papers in the second segment of the show. But the guests joining me this morning are from the production, witness for the prosecution. I just want to start the show by declaring a couple of things. First of all, I don't know who knocked Mary down. Okay? I don't know why that boy want a Fox Hill gal when he get married. So, Mahalia, Ben, gal, we've been looking for you. I don't know where Carmen is. But I've been looking for him for a long time. I don't know why they can't find Jerry Roker in town. I don't know what the boys be doing around by Sally Sue. I don't know who started the fire, but ancient man say call the fire engine. And just before we get this show started, with these people from Witness for the Prosecution, I want them to know I don't know nothing. Like the great former prime minister said, NPO mean I don't know nothing. Anyway, let me introduce my guests to the conversation this morning. Joining me from the production, witness for the prosecution, is Ms. Diane Hamilton and Mr.
Tony Delaney.
Tony Delaney. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you all doing?
However, I'm doing well. How are you, Diana?
I'm all right.
This is good stuff. Now, the Dundas is featuring another production. We are midway through the season of the week of shows. We have 1 week left, and I brought these guys in to tell us about what is happening. Let me get the dates. 3rd of April through 6th of April at the Dundas Black Box. Now, I want to couple this, maybe when the guests are gone, because this is not necessarily what they came to talk about. But I saw the article in today's paper. Julian Believe says backlash is about Bahamians not valuing their culture. So we're going to have a conversation today that manifests how we value our culture. I wanted to talk to these people about this play. Now, somebody, and I want to say thank you to that somebody, right? Somebody shared a note. And they were like, hey, this play on, please send this to Green. And tell her, give them a shout out because it is an excellent production. And I say, well, let's do that. I reached out to the team and I said, nobody could promo your project better than your people. And so they sent me two people here. One come in a very fancy suit. I still ain't sure if he is the lawyer for the defense or the prosecution, but mum's the word on that. So, to the members of the cast, tell us about, briefly, about the production, like the little synopsis you can give us, because they don't want to give away the plot, right? And then give us the details, how we can attend this event.
Well, Erin, what I will say that is a very interesting, very nice play. It's Agatha Christie's Witness for the Prosecution, and it's set, I think, in 1954. Mm-hmm. At the Old Bailey in London. And in as far as I can say, without saying much, this involves a young man who's charged with murder, his murder trial is going on. Now, as most of us are aware in the Bahamas, especially those of us who are lawyers, that the English, they have a two-tier system when it comes to the law.
Mm-hmm.
There's what they call a solicitor and a barrister. And the barrister basically has the rights of court. So therefore, a solicitor gets the client, brings the client to the barrister. The barrister defends the matter in court. I have the part called Mayhew, and I'm a solicitor. So I take him to my barrister. The barrister, Sir Wilfred Robarts, who is played by Hartman Brown. And he's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely fantastic. There's another person who's fantastic. Her part may not be, well, they say there's no such thing as small parts,
mm-hmm.
but she is in what I call a very great supporting role, and she's right here with us.
Ah.
Yes.
Good morning, Miss Hamilton.
Good morning.
Tell us briefly about your character, not your role in the play, but your character.
Well, I wasn't expecting that, but I play the judge.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm... play the judge.
I'm scared now. Because you start talking about, so there's one person is due to soliciting and one person is due to work, and I thought about another system that don't, anyway, now that's my private personal business. The law says you don't have to talk about nothing.
No.
Okay, so the play was written by Agatha Christie.
Yes,
that's right.
Directed by Nicolette Bethel, who was assisted by River Sumner.
That's right.
So that's a director, assistant director.
Mm.
Okay. A play in three acts, 15-minute intermission. That means you're going to have refreshments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's always refreshments at a small cost, of course.
All right, no problem. I don't expect this judge.
Well, the fun part is that if you want to become the jury, you are sitting in the jury. So we have 12 people in the jury as well.
Who are actually 12 audience members.
12 audience members.
Man, this is just like life.
Yes, it is. It's amazing.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, on a daily basis now, people, like, as our community expands and, like, what happens in the community expands, people on a daily basis are actually... like find themselves in the position where they are a juror, right? Like they, when you're observing a situation unfolding, right, you are determining whether what is happening warrants your intervention, right? Whether this person deserves what they're getting or whether I am called to step in and intervene.
Certainly there's that aspect of it where where you have the jury actually, the members of the public who come to see the play actually become a part of the play itself while they're watching.
Well, no, you're trying to take something away from us improv actors now.
While they're watching.
All right.
Okay.
But that's one of the most exciting dynamics about improv is the ability to engage the audience directly, to break the fourth wall.
There's one aspect, the way the set is done, you actually have the jury in the courtroom.
Okay.
All that front section of the set is the courtroom, and also place also as the office for Robarts, and I visit him as a solicitor, mm-hmm. as well.
And we address the jury.
And the jury is actually addressed. But I can't say much more because
don't say anything more.
Say much more.
I just want to know if I could wear shorts to your jury. I just saying because some of these government offices are denying access on what appears to be arbitrary basis. I just want to know if I could wear my cute set, my short set, to come to this play.
As long as it's not a pom-pom short.
There you go. I got you. Producer, we got a caller on the line. Let's go to that caller, and then we're going to go through the dates, the time, the parking arrangements, what we have to do to get ourselves there. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green, you get how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Great. Boy, I like the show. You know, I like comedy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. I want them to do an improv, right?
Mm-hmm.
A Bohemian version of Taras.
I got you. But listen, I can tell you.
And someone will be Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
And then you can say 100% Taras on Delhi.
Yes.
My response can be, your mom.
Yeah, I got you. So watch this. I want you to text your number to 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Tell me you won't be in the play about tariffs. Because I already see, first of all, I already see my Grammy and my mummy working together on one side. Because they don't understand tariffs, but what they know is all the money should be theirs. And I think they could be perfect for that role. Thank you, caller, very much. And see, this is why celebrating culture and what we do, the way that we reconcile our lives, we retell our stories, it is a catalyst for others, right? It wakes up energy within others.
Aaron, it's extremely important that there be a rupture in the daily routine. You've got, and so theater, music, and the arts is for that reason, if only for that reason.
Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. I want to say, I ventured into TikTok when America said they were going to ban it. Like, I wasn't interested in it until they tell me I couldn't have it, right? So I went to check it out. And let me tell you all something. There are hundreds and hundreds of local content creators out there. They are, for themselves, breaking out. They're creating a model for others to that breakout mechanism. They are, like, actively, here's how you could do it for yourself and others. And then they're like, hey, I just bring in a joke. I want to bring y'all a joke to my people. I want to see y'all laugh, right? And it's with that authenticity. See, it's that authenticity that disrupts. No, Bahamians love seeing Bahamians giving it a good try. Mm.
This is just by way of information, this is my second time being a part of Witness for the Prosecution.
Okay.
Actually, the first time I did Witness for the Prosecution was actually directed by Diana's brother, Warren Jones, and that was somewhat. About 40 years ago or something, back then, okay?
They don't have any role. Any teenagers in this play, Witness for the Prosecution?
Yes.
Yes, there are one or two teenagers, okay. And there are some young people in the play itself. And back then I played, there's a character called Leonard Vole. That's a young man who's accused of murdering a young lady, or an old lady, as he would call her.
Mm-hmm.
But and this time I'm playing somebody who's older. This is the lawyer the solicitor who brings him to the defense counsel.
Okay.
For him to be defended and presented in court. And both plays are interesting. And this actually, I've done a number of plays that have done this, and this is the first time, I think, that it's a totally different cast.
Okay.
It's a dynamic cast, all right? And it's good being a part of the cast. The play is exciting, and persons will definitely enjoy the play. And back to a point you made this morning, that's something that's being said about the papers, about the culture, and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also time for us to give culture what it is worth. We always say that, but we don't, in my view, give it the, when I say we, I mean from a governmental perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's time that culture be part of it, as being not part of a ministry, but being a ministry unto itself, so that the people under the government of the Bahamas can give it the value that it's supposed to have.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we will advocate for that until I can't advocate anymore. But
pun intended, Mr. Solicitor.
No.
But back to the play itself, we've had a last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, four nights. It was great, and the experience and the reception received by the cast before, after, and more importantly, during.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
During it is, it's, oh my goodness. I mean, if you talk about the energy that people give you, each actor support basically responds before their own energy, but there's nothing like being on stage and having that participation and they just feeding you and you just, oh.
I just want to say Nicolette really is to be congratulated because she has put people together that are so different, and yet they come together in this play, and I think I see the public looking at each person coming in, and they're going,
what they could do,
you know, and it is really, really, really an exciting play where on top of it, it's Agatha Christie, Agatha Christie means your head is going to be taken. You're going to be trying to figure things out. But at the same time, visually, you've got these different actors who are all excellent. All of them.
Mm-hmm. And what I find that, like, I like Miss Marple's Agatha Christie, yeah. and I like Poirot Agatha Christie, but, like, the diamonds in the rough are the, right? The stories that stand on their own without that central, without that central hero. Okay, so the dates for the second half of this production, 3rd through the 6th of April, and I think that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Sunday matinee.
And the Thursday, the Friday, and the Saturday performances are at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sunday performance is 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you come there looking for 8, it's going to be almost over.
Right. Sunday, 6 p.m. Don't come for 8.
No,
the door will be closed. But you know what's incredible? This is a long play on top of it.
All right.
But there are people who've come 2-3 times already.
So the liveliness of the engagement on stage plus the audience engagement makes it fly by.
Plus the play, it says these.
Did
this happen to us? And
okay.
Agatha Christie at her best.
So
all right, I want to throw a blow for the Three Score and Ten gang. They're older Bahamians. Start writing. Start telling these stories. And these jokes, y'all like to joke, but then y'all don't like to joke in front of young people as if laughter is a mortal sin. And you don't encourage that in them. Come on, man.
Actually, we do have a number of plays that are written by Bahamians, you know.
Yeah, we have.
Yes.
In fact, I want to talk to you in a moment. I mean, when I say in a moment, we can talk about that right now. See, Diane, you have established your provenance. We know you as a musician and creative throughout the archipelago. I know Cat Island is your favorite, Tis, right? And you said this is your first play.
Because Warren passed away, the coincidence, in fact, I didn't think, but thank you, Tony. Warren passed away, and Warren had directed this play. I didn't know that. I went and I auditioned. And then I thought, I didn't hear anything. Nobody said anything. And so, I was just so sad. And then I got a note from Nicolette saying, show up for the play, and so it's just been an incredible journey. And I would say that when the Dundas is calling for auditions, give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
Go see what you can do.
Because here's somebody that has given it a try and a try and a success and a success. So, Mr. Delaney, you said you've been in both productions of Witness for the Prosecution, but you have a slightly more established provenance in the acting world. Tell us, because many Bahamians have written plays, indeed, absolutely, and we are lesser because we all don't know that. That's not a part of the collective, present consciousness. But you've been in a number of plays, and then I'm going to ask you, have you written any? Are you writing any? Do you write anything creative? Because I haven't asked you what you do formally. And are you able to bring that creative side of yourself into your professional world?
My writing has not been plays. My writing has been more or less poetry.
Okay.
Okay. And always love to be in a good play.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And my most challenging role thus far has been a play called You Can Lead a Horse to Water.
Mm. The play?
With Cookie. The play.
That was written by the late Winston Saunders. And at the time, it was directed by Philip Burroughs. All right? And, that pulled a lot out of me. Let me put it that way. But the thing about it is, as serious as the play was, the most important thing an actor has to do, no matter whether the play is comedy, drama, or whatever it is get to your character to the point whereby your character's in you. Mm-hmm. And as an actor, have fun with it, whether it's comedy or whether it's drama. Have fun.
Absolutely.
And involve the audience. And in this play, the audience is very much involved. They were so involved the other night. I mean, they were commenting as the play was going on.
Yeah.
All right? And some of the things they said I can't say on the radio.
Yeah. Listen, I was just about to say, please tell us the name of one of your poetry books, because you know your voice.
No, no poetry. That was personal stuff.
Yeah, listen, that. I just need to say this out loud, because your voice sounds like vanilla Cuban cigars and poetry on a Sunday evening on a dimly lit veranda. I just saying.
It's true.
I just saying, you don't have to tell us what your poetry book called. Mm. You just leave us with that voice and we will be good. Push the door to for me and then introduce yourself. Madam, how are you? We have a third guest joining us in studio.
Before she says who she is, yes. I will tell you this. And she is and she's excitable and she is exciting.
Mm. Absolutely. Look, introduce yourself.
Yes, hello, good morning. My name is Lynn Riche Johnson. I play Greta in the play for A Witness for the Prosecution. I heard you talking earlier about, you know, are there any young people in this play? Yes, and we're still typically late to the radio interview. No. But very excited to be here, yes.
Absolutely. That's your young people now. That's your young people now. That's okay, though. Yes. But you're absolutely right, sir. Full of energy, bubbly. Mm-hmm. And it led me to something I've started telling people. Like, how could you say something so exciting among such excitable people and not expect excitement, mm-hmm. right? And that's the Bahamian audience right there, right? Like, what you mean? How you think you can come out here and be talented and funny and engaging and we not gonna have a ball and wanna be a part of it?
Mm-hmm. Let me pay her the compliment that I think she's very much owed. I'm not saying that the cast members are not exciting. I'm not saying they're energetic, because they are. They're mm-hmm. both exciting and they're energetic. But when this lady comes on stage, the excitement goes to another level.
I got you. Okay, so what has it been like being in this production with a cast member who was already in the production and then with a Nicolette Bethel directing? Mm. What's that like for young people? Because, you know, y'all are spirited in a way that requires a critical interrogation. Because I like how y'all don't... Right, like I as much as I get frustrated that y'all don't follow instructions, I like how y'all realize that who's supposed to chart the future but us, right? So how you feel being in this production?
Yeah, absolutely. I mentioned in one of our other interviews that we've had that this is actually my career. Like, I've been off to school to have my degree in theater, have my master's in arts management. So this has been like a surreal experience for me, because all of my experience has been abroad. And most of the work that I've done here has been, you know, with Therese Nixon, Miss Daisy, all of those kinds of things. But actually being able to be integrated into the Dundas is something that I've always dreamed of. Mm-hmm. And so this has been like so surreal for me, even to just be with legendary people like Tony.
And like, Diane, look
yes,
here, put your hand in there and give me your full government name.
Lynn Riche Johnson.
Okay, now listen, Kappa's Creative and Performing Arts School. Mm-hmm. Lynn Riche Johnson has a degree in?
Undergrad degree in theater arts management.
Master's degree in arts management.
She went several steps further than I went. I got Farr's Associate of Occupational Studies degree. In fact, the Philip Burrows and I were both graduates of the American Academy of Dramatic Arts.
Okay. Yeah.
And Tony doesn't even know, but I've also been to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York for a summer intensive.
Let me tell you something. I cry one summer so long, my housekeeper says she's going to send me to the School of Dramatic Arts for a degree. I was trying her hard that summer. Trying her hard. Okay, so like it's a wonderful experience, right? To be in the play itself.
Yeah.
But then to be in the play with people who are so intimately related, like tied to the play. Tony has been in it before. Diane is family to the man who directed it before, right? And Nicolette, of course, has been there through the life of the production. What are the young people in the production bringing to the stage beyond your excitement? Because I get it. It's like, I study all my life to do this. And I doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's always good to have fresh eyes, to have a fresh perspective. I think we talked about earlier how Greta usually is like not as bubbly as my Greta is. Like, she's just doing her job, you know, she's that secretary kind of thing. But I don't know, it's so important as an actor to bring your personality to the role, and that's one of the things too that I know, especially during the casting process, that's something that the director usually considers. So it's been an exciting experience to just, and it's also the 1950s. I wasn't around for the 1950s.
Yeah.
So, but learning about, you know, what it was like in those times, and bringing the person that I am now into this character that's from years ahead, behind, sorry, is just so exciting to kind of explore those things.
So you see, there are professionals, and then there are, I come from music,
yeah,
so it's a entirely different.
So you're a professional, so creative, but an amateur in the theater space.
Totally. Absolutely. And out there to know that there is a space if you dream of acting, and there are people that really do want to. You can do. You don't need a degree.
They
just
acting,
go audition.
Yeah. They acting every day. Listen, y'all let me. Y'all let me be a Surrey driver or a taxi driver.
That's right.
The story. I already have the story about how Gregory Peck came here in the 50s and began to fight for independence, right? And majority rule along with the civil rights leaders.
Oh.
And that's why we named Arch, Gregory Arch, and the slow Peck slope. I can tell that story till the tourists.
I did not.
That's
know
not
that
true.
It's not.
No,
oh
that's
my
a lie,
God,
Diana.
Aaron, please.
That is not true. You keep,
I
let
am
me
so gullible.
Let me pretend and act, but
she's acting right now.
That's what I can tell my great grandchildren if
you know,
I ever.
You know, Aaron started this before we even began. Okay, she said. She started this character before we even began. I said, I'm going to have a good time here this morning.
Yeah, this boy come in. Listen, I just saying, the gentleman came very smart in his solicitor's uniform, right? And I could see from the look on his face, he wanted me to tell him something I know, and I had to show him, I don't know nothing. I don't know where Mahalia been, gal. I don't know why Sam. I don't know why Johnny's so naughty. I don't know why this baby on a ghost move round by Sally Sue. I don't know how the roach get on the bread. Y'all just keep asking me these questions. I just wanted to prepare him to let him know. Don't be calling me no hostile. Wouldn't I rather call you a ignoramus? Because I don't know nothing.
I hope you've done that, or you do that in a show. That needs to be done.
You see, the thing
is excellent.
The thing about it is, every single song that she called off, I know, having been involved also in broadcasting for almost 20 years.
Okay.
Wow. Like I said, I don't know why these boy them didn't know what police can do. Because he always showing you all what police could do, right? And so it's culture is everywhere. And,
yeah,
and
I agree.
If you pay attention to what's happening around, like you want some culture, you be downtown on the wharf. Listening to vendors and hawkers and
that's
people
right
engaging the tourists. In fact, I want to say good morning and thank you to the organizers of ZestFest. I am promoting right now in the second an idea. All y'all festivals, you need to take a page out of Rum Bahamas Festival. They realize that your festival needs ambassadors. Dion Sims, one of our premier actors, a regular at the Dundas space. He, and I, it feels to me like he led a troupe of pirate actors that engages audiences, right? Engages the festival goers. So while I was at Zest Fest this weekend trying to sell things, I know solicitor, that's the illegal part. I sell things. Anyway, I bugged these tourists and they wanted change, but they wanted U.S. change, right? They were afraid they wouldn't get the U.S. back. And so all I had was a Bahamian 5, right? And so I realized that I had a dollar, a 5, a 10, and a 20. I wish I had had the 50 and the 100, right? So I did a 3-minute The Bahamas threw the faces on the money. Randall Fox, Cecil Whitfield, Lyndon Penlin, right? And just like that, it's going to be a benefit to your business. It's going to be a benefit to the greater tourism product, and it's going to expand the experience that tourists have. All you need to do is get a bunch of y'all ambassadors into improv training and acting training, and then tell them, now be yourself and tell the stories that are real to you, and they will be funny, you know, if they are real. And the people is looking at me like I work the board. Right? But I told them this little story to the point where they almost wanted to know where this, the build, right? But how could they, to take home with them? Because now there's a story, attached to it.
Of course.
Right? This place is just full of culture. Mm. And it's, like Tony said, it's about realizing at a policy level, what are the pieces that need to be put in place to create the environment where real recognize real.
Yeah.
Talent recognizes talent, and then talent is placed in the best, the optimal space, right? Like, you know what you could send me? You could send me to a church to do an improv comedy routine. Mm. Even though people say, no, she ain't no churchy person, but all of us have had enough experience at church to pull something authentic out.
Yeah. See, one of the things we're also looking forward to with that, and I'm, this is something that Shay said just now. I just learned that she had all these master's degrees and things like that. And this could be a very good place for us to do things like this, where let's have a real performing arts theater, or whereby persons can do drama, music, everything, and then bring it all. And that is for us to continue to advocate for, and for us to say to our government, whoever they are or whoever they may be, listen, the one thing that people come to your country for is your culture. Mm-hmm. And we can put our culture on display just for people to see. You come here, people, they don't, not just for a place to live, but for, and events are constantly happening. Mm-hmm. You come here for an event. And so, each time something leading up to the events, more promotion, more advertising, everything happens before then, before the actual day of the event.
Do you know how many expats we have
right
here?
Right into the mic.
Do you know how many expats we have here? I've always thought of that because I've lived abroad for so long. There is a huge community here of people. And when I put out the question, they've never done a tour. And I say to myself, the first thing that our government should do is that whoever comes here, they should be, one of the things that before they become residents, they would have to do an immersion in our culture. They'd have to know something about it.
Like a companion to Bahama Homes, right? Like how to live here, what it means to live here.
Who we are, and they don't have this information. Mm-hmm. They're an isolate here in the country that could contribute largely if
absolutely
they were solicited.
And want to are actively searching out ways to be a part of community spaces without overwhelming them or consuming them with their own culture. I mean, absolutely, we need a Bahama guest program as well as a Bahama host program. That would be wonderful as well. Okay, I have a text here that says, where can I audition for plays in general?
Good.
So I know, listen, we have a whole bunch of production companies. Like we got Muller's, which is Lightburn, Stefan Lightburn, the speediest immigration officer. If y'all had seen that skit, that done this, I can't believe the people lost the footage. We've got Dasque's production. We got Shadfer has a talent, I don't want to call it management.
Yeah,
it's a organization group, right?
Yes.
We're managing ourselves in the space. There's Ring Play Production. There's Track Road Production.
There's Miss
Daisy, right? And then there is Wellington the Funny, who's doing skits. There's Sawyer Boy, who's doing skits, right? There's
also Rhythm and Motion. Rhythm and Motion as well.
Y'all list them off because I don't know enough.
I don't know them, but while I can speak, one of the things, as a child, they took us to the movies, Soldier, okay? So, and it blew my mind. And I think that if we want culture to be real and alive, then the young people need to be brought in as they do elsewhere, okay? It's not just an adult pleasure thing, but they have to be considered and they have to be initiated and encouraged and whatever it takes. They should know what's playing at the Dundas.
Yeah. And but young people, you can't have the attitude, or they must don't want it. I can't want it more than them. Yes, that's how it works. You have to want it more than them. That is the mechanism that clicks within them, right? And at least it will say, it'll cause them to say, I am excited. I'm just not excited about this. Let me tell you what I'm excited about. Or they will just be excited about this. Now, I'm excited. The one thing we haven't talked about is how to get the tickets and how much they cost. So our production, Witness for the Prosecution by Agatha Christie, directed by Nicolette Bethel, is being staged. The second half of the staging, 3rd through the 6th of April, that's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is a matinee. It starts at 6 p.m. The Thursday, Friday, and Saturday showings are at 8 p.m. Now, we're at the Dundas Black Box.
Mm-hmm. At the Black Box. Do remind them that they must be there.
On time.
On time.
Yeah. The show is start because you walk in straight into the set.
They will not get in.
Yeah, and don't, see, I did that once. I entered the courtroom through the wrong door. And the judge looked at me and the judge said, Mrs. Lila Green, daughter, that's how you know you in trouble.
Yeah.
Mrs. Lila Green, daughter, you come to get tried. What you doing here? Mm. I walked through the wrong door. Y'all make sure I get there on time.
Yes,
8 p.m. and on Sunday, 6 p.m. Dundas Black Box, Mackey Street. Now, the Black Box is behind the main building.
Mm-hmm.
So some people, when they drive in through, they look and they don't see the door open. Mm-hmm. They turn around and drive out.
Mm-hmm.
The production is in the building in the back of the main building.
Parking is in the front, of course.
Yes, parking. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of parking.
Lots.
There's no issue with parking at all. There will be refreshments available for purchase.
Absolutely. And books and plays and, you know, stuff that they can purchase as well.
All the merch.
I watch in because I have a case in the courts right now against the church.
Mm.
How you could have 3 and 4 hour church service and you don't serve refreshments in the middle of the service?
Boy.
You don't let people bring in their cooler with their snacks.
And they know we're hungry because the pastor say, I know you're ready to go. So I want a piece of macaroni.
Yes, please.
But maybe that's a new play.
I'm telling
Sunday,
you.
Sunday Mass starring macaroni and cheese.
A family of kids are on their traditional pilgrimage to the family island for the summer, because that's what days do, right? And this year they're old enough to serve in the church, right? And Grammy has found Christ and is very big on this and want to shepherd them into the way. And they spend their summer devising a case against the church, all the things that they feel like the church need to straighten up.
You got something.
There we go. So 3rd of April to 6th of April, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 8 p.m.
Tickets.
And if you would like tickets, we do have an online site. It's called tickettailor.com, ticket, and then TAILOR.com. Just search up. It'll come up as Witness for the Prosecution. You can pick which date you would like to go to the performance. Tickets are $35. There's a little bit of a online ticket fee. It's like, I think, $2 or something like that.
Okay.
You can also purchase them at the box office at the Dundas. They're open Monday through Saturday, 12 to 6. And then on performance days, they're open from 12 until the show starts. So even if, you know, you didn't get to catch up or get your tickets in advance, you can still show up. Ideally, an hour, maybe 30 minutes before the show is when the house opens. The door should be open an hour before. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming to the 8 o'clock show, you can show up at 7:15, and go right up to the box office and get your tickets. And then if you need to call, the number is 394-7179. Or 815-8258.
And before we leave, if I may say one or two things.
Caller, I'm coming to you right now. Don't hang up.
Go to the call.
Okay, let me go to the caller. Good morning, caller. Do you know why these people say they want a Fox Hill gal when they get married? Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
The Fox Hill gal?
I just saying, I don't know. I need the people to know I don't know. And as a Fox Hill gal, I'm miserable. I mean, I have some humor, but the misery sometimes is way out. Why y'all want Fox Hill gal when you get married?
We need to ask Eric
Vince. My experience, whether you get married or not, if you even done before you get married, I know. My experience, I know they're sweet.
Listen, sir.
I want a fox.
Your Honor, I don't know who this man is who called. Good morning, sir. How you doing? Welcome to On the Clock.
I called because I want to know and speak with you in reference to giving a reward to any student that may be able to find or give the information in reference to Charles Farquharson's will, the sixth Sunday coming, is a significant date, and if you can call me, I would like to, you know, like a trivia.
Okay, absolutely. No, okay, we will do. So you want to incentivize research into Charles Farquharson's will, and you want to incentivize maybe young people, maybe an organized team to assist you in finding information, and you're willing to provide an award or reward as the incentive. I'm for that. But I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Just give your producer, my producer, your number one more time so I could make sure I have it. I have one of these. Anyway, I don't want to slander the people them phone. If you could hold the line, producer, if you could take his information one more time for me, please. Okay.
I just wanted to thank two persons, Philip Burrows and Nicolette Bethel Burrows.
Mm-hmm.
They're responsible for my coming back to the Dundas after many years of not being there. Having directed one of Pat Ramey's plays, that was Philip and Nicolette, they were both ones who pushed me into directing it. And I'm very happy to be a part of the Witness for the Prosecution. One of the actors I work with on that, Mr. Speaker, is also in Witness for the Prosecution, I think that's EJ. Mm. And Nicolette called me about Witness for the Prosecution. I said, no big part, please. But I was happy that I took the part that I have, and thanks to Nicolette on that one, very much for having me come back on stage after decades.
Absolutely,
Tony. Can you mention Leslie and Hartman and
yes,
we list the cast.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah, and Carla, we're going to get you in a second.
They're amazing.
I'm about to go to that actually, but the thing about it is, listen, maybe the one another voice other than mine. Go ahead.
Oh
Leslie.
Okay, let me give. Let's go to the caller. I'll read off the list of the cast. I have it right here to call their name.
Okay.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir. Good morning. How are you doing?
And good morning to your guest.
Good morning.
I need 30 seconds of your time. Aaron Green, you have any tamarind trees in your area?
I'm so glad you called, because I also don't know where the tamarind is. I have plenty of tamarind tree in my area, but what I found is I don't see anybody selling tamarind. I don't see sacks of tamarind anywhere.
Yeah, on the street.
Hold on. First of all, Miss... What street? Second of all, I have to say thank you to the Dean family to drop me off a bag of local goodies from their yard, and there was tamarind in it, right? But where I am in sort of western northern Fox Hill area, I don't see nobody with tamarind on the ground.
Well, that ain't why I called you to ask you why we're that tamarind tree. Because if you find one tamarind tree, I want one of them tamarind limbs and beat yourself
your
back with that. Because you got me out in my yard planting my own pepper tree.
Well, you tell me to pick the switch for myself?
Yes, exactly.
I don't know. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, Lord, I ain't finished with you yet.
Okay.
I just want to take 30 seconds of your time to thank Ms. Casey, Crystal Rule, Attorney Bijon Ferguson, Attorney Sadie Darling, and Attorney Darren Cash.
Okay.
For the assistance that they gave the Valley Boys in getting us back on track.
Okay.
I really would like to thank them. And I would like to put Clarion Call out there to anybody, any company. They can take my number, 565-0931, that wants to assist the dialysis unit at Princess Margaret Hospital in purchasing some new dialysis machines or chairs. I want to put that out there. They can contact GNN or Marvin Johnson, at 565-0931. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. I ain't even mind. You tell me go get the horrors.
Something we didn't say, Aaron, is that there are double roles. It's brilliant.
So some people are playing multiple roles.
There's that. Uh-huh. But there's also two persons playing the same character. And it is truly brilliant.
Wow.
It is really amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Greta plays Greta, I stay the judge, Tony stays Mayu.
Okay, but don't tell us the rest.
So
but
the rest
we,
you will
be
discover.
A surprise.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Okay, Lynn Richey Johnson, Robert Faxon, E.J. Francis, Hartman Brown, Omar Moss, Leslie Ellis-Tynes.
Mm-hmm. Les Boogie, H.H.T.
Joel Pickstock, Diana Hamilton, Daniel Fields, E.J. Francis, Robert Faxon.
E.J.
And Lakeisha Ferguson, Tegan Thorderson.
Tegan as well. Mm-hmm. Way to go. They bought the Little Black Box improv comedy open mic wide.
Mm-hmm. Mavis Johnson Colley and Trevani, her last name. What's Trevani's last name?
Roll.
Oh, there we go. And Trevana Roll.
Yeah. Okay. So you see, it's just amazing.
Yeah, that's a wonderful
cast. It's a
cast.
Huge cast, and they are.
And
amazing.
I know so many of them. I know so many of them people. That's my phone now. Y'all don't go look too deep in there because I'm sticking with my story. I don't know nothing.
But guess what? You're talking to a former prosecutor. So therefore, since I have your phone, you don't know nothing. Let's take that to forensics.
I so glad my mommy don't know nothing about phone. You ever try call the police and tell them your mommy thief your phone? Don't try. Don't worry about it. Don't just get a new phone. Cancel the number. They don't care.
No,
okay.
They don't.
So we're at the end of the show. I just want to read through. Well, I want to talk about this article. And I think we could talk about it, right? And I think that we could talk about it in a way in which we're not denigrating anybody, right? Mm-hmm. This is a story that's cited. Julian Believe says backlash is about Bahamians not valuing their culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so at the Vibes Cartel concert, Julian Believe opened. He believed. He always believes. See, that's the thing with him,
mm-hmm.
right? Julian, he believes.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to create a moment where you believe as well,
mm-hmm.
right? That's cool. The audience didn't quite believe with him. They didn't respond the way, that like commensurate to the energy that he was putting out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are a number of reasons why. And I think the reason in the forefront is that perhaps he was not the right selection for that crowd who's coming here to hear Vibes Cartel concert. But I wanna say, we gotta really believe in ourselves,
mm-hmm.
right? Because there's no reason why a team of musicians could not have created reggae covers of Bahamian rake and scrape classics, understanding that the crowd that was coming out there was coming out for a reggae type of vibe, right? And so before we just say, oh, the Julian was bad and the people is just disgusting.
He was not bad.
This conversation is a wonderfully mm-hmm. vibrant conversation. It's a necessary conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And the critique will be critical, right? We're not demeaning or degrading anybody. We're trying to engage in critical interrogation. Let's go to the phone line. I think the biggest issue was that what was presented was not necessarily the best for the vibe,
for the theme,
yeah. for the energy, for the experience mm-hmm. that people expected to come
yeah.
out and have.
Yeah.
Like my offering is this. I don't see a problem with doing a reggae cover of a Bahamian song, because if the lyrics are there and the people know the lyrics, right, then they're going to be tickled.
Yeah.
Either they're going to be tickled and they're going to be like, oh my gosh, okay, I like that. Or they're going to say, that's interesting. Maybe not this song. Maybe a different song. I think that would work best with this type of song, right?
Well, but what you're saying is common sense. I mean, if I go to a concert that's country, I'm not going to sing the blues.
Right, like Chance the Rapper.
So, you know, if you go to a rap concert, you're not going to be singing rhythm and blues. I don't know what to say.
Let's go to the producer. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Chance the Rapper performed Heart and Hair at a country award, and it was the best country song ever performed. He made it more country than country artists could have made it. Mm-hmm. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Miss Green.
Good morning, morning.
Yeah, Moni, you're still talking about the Julie and Billy's concert, right?
I mean, I was only talking about it for 3 seconds, but we're right there.
Yeah, but you're totally incorrect with that. No matter what we behemoths, we just don't support one another. Even if it's all being, the support would have been small. So it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that it was mixed with Jamaican. That could have been mixed with anything. We just don't support one another.
Listen,
the hotels don't support Bahamian music. The government, no government support Bahamian music. We as a large collective, we just don't support one another.
Okay, I put your position on the table. I'm not going to squeeze it. I'm not going to bend it or skew it. Your position is on the table. And I'm going to offer this. Here's what I'm going to offer. What I'm going to offer is that the experience of music is more than just one person turning on the sound, right? People experience music differently at the individual level, when they're in the car, when you're in the house, when you're in the bathroom, and you're in the shower, right? Now, we also experience music differently in the spaces that we're in. I think that we have not taken the time to understand that this is a scientific process, creating the optimal environment with the optimal combination of artists and sounds to create the optimal experience. And the optimal experience is not just, oh, we had the best time and I didn't care how much money I spent, but it is a collective experience where people walk away, understand a vibe that could never be experienced again like this, because every single person, an element in the room was important to build the individual and collective experience, right? Like, it is actually a science. And that's why I'm glad we have, tell the people your government name again, madam.
Ellen Riche Johnson.
A professional with an undergraduate and a master's degree. Right? And that's one of those elements that we have to put into the space. Because let me show you something. That video floating around is viral right now. The man was stuck in traffic. Traffic on both sides, cars not moving. A concert on his left and a concert on his right. Vibes was vibing. I didn't know, even know they had Spice out there, right? This boy was musty jamming to crap, Catch the Crap from the concert crossroad. He jumped out his car and had a concert in the road, right? Anyway, the producer is always right. We out of time. I'm so sorry, we didn't even get to the rest of the news. But that's all things today. Witness for the prosecution, 3rd through 6th of April, $35 at the door, $35 plus a little fee online. You guys call the Dundas for more information. You got to be there. It's going to be a wonderful affair. Have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
You got your mind and your job in New York, but your heart's in the Caribbean. Island boy. Ooh, when you look at the concrete walls, can't you hear them?
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50, 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes, three-dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.